Sammy?
Yeah.
From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. Big towns, I've heard me some big talk. The wind, the talking is done.
There's something else you gotta say there.
To Natchez, yeah, all the way back to Natchez. Natchez.
I want the woman.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, mama! Oh, look out. Forget
no
Natchez.
Woman is a two-faced. Oh, where is some thing? She'll drive in to sing the blues. Oh, woman's a two-faced. Oh, where is some thing? She'll drive in to sing the blues.
I don't want you to get in too religious a mood today,
but I've decided that I didn't finish on Galatians and all the peepers the other night, so I want you to get real loose. I'm going to tell you some things your mama didn't tell you. My mama didn't told. Hey, where are you? Go back to the start. Oh, you're going down when I'm going up. My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
Yes, Jesus.
That ain't right. What'd I say there? The woman don't sweet talk. I start over again. My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
Yeah, yeah, say it now.
A woman no sweet talk, she'll give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking is done, a woman's a two-faced.
Yeah, she's a
worrisome thing.
She'll drive you to sleep.
Sammy, let's get that, you know.
Depends on how you look at it, whether she's worrisome or wearisome.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're worrying and I'm weary.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. She affects us both a little different there.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
If you're going to let them get to you, better let them wear you out than to worry you out.
Mama, come on, Mama.
We're going to sing it my way. We're going to sing it my way.
Yeah.
Got that, don't you, Sammy?
Uh-huh, I got it.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
Woman of sweet talk.
She's sweet talking now.
She'll give you the big eye.
Look out.
But when the sweet talking is done.
Yeah, what do you got there?
A woman's a two-faced. A wearisome thing.
Yeah,
she's trying to sing the blues. And then from Natchez to Mobile. From Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the full winds blow.
I've been in some big towns, I've heard me some big talk, but whatever the hell the next thing is, I don't know.
A woman of sweet, two-faced, a wearisome thing, she'll try to sing the blues.
Ed
Masry sing this for me. Get up here, Ed. Now, get you a mic and stand right there. That is, get you a mic and stand right there. Where's John? Where in the world is John? You gonna tell me John's not here today? Get yourself a microphone. Now, look, John. I know you're humble and all that, but every time I get you to singing, you back out of the light, you get over there and sit on Sammy's lap till they can't see the keyboard or anything. You stay right up here. Don't play humble today. Stand right beside Ed. Get on over here close. Get over here in the light. One more step this way. Now get yourself a microphone, John. Yeah. Whichever ones of us don't sound good, you sound people, just turn them off. Now look, Ed, you got to hold that up. That's directional. You point it at me and it'll roar, and they won't hear your melodious tones. Now you're going to be weary or worried?
Be weary. Yeah. Look out, Mama, here comes
my Ed. Mama done told me when I was in knee pants. Mama done told me,
son. Mama done sweet talk, she'll give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking is done,
a woman's a two-faced, a wearisome thing, she'll drive you to sing the blues.
Who we are.
You ever hear anything this bad before in your whole life? From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis.
Sister St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns, I've heard Mrs. St. Joe.
Big talk. Been in some big towns, I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know.
That's it.
I don't know what we'd have done without you, Ed. Let's play it for a little.
Stay right there.
Don't you think you ought to play it just one more time for Mama? Come on now.
We only played it an hour and a half one
That's
night.
That's all right. Well, we're getting warm now. We're getting hot. Yeah.
sing.
I sing.
Because come on now, I'm free.
Yeah.
It's
I.
It's on.
It's on.
The sparrow. And I know. Now can you sing it with that flame?
It's me.
Figured out what I'm doing yet?
We're going to make this theater home for us several times a year, and I'm wanting you to
start feeling at home.
Now, there's an inevitable strangeness about change of location. It took us two or three times to start feeling at home at the Shrine. Remember that? Well, we're going to start coming regularly over here. I mean, you know, we could come like every other Sunday, so you get balancing up your driving time. And I want you to start feeling at home. You know, you just sit there in that seat and dump your billfold in the offering and listen to me preach an hour and a half. You won't warm this place up. Plus, the kids are with us today. How many brought their kids in here with you? Let me see your hands. Now, way back there in the 10th row and up in the balcony. You know, the kids will sit by the hours and watch me on television. And they never get the chance to be in here. You know what I think I want? I want to... Can all the kids hear me right now? Say, yes, sir. Now I want all the kids that got in here today to get ready on three and shout to the top of your lungs, hooray. You ready? One, two, three, go. You got a microphone over there, Dan? You got a microphone, Dan, or not? Well, I don't mean for your guitar. We practiced a song. Is he ready to sing or not?
Sure.
Get your microphone, Dan. Not Dad, but Dan. You're welcome anytime, Dad, but I'm going to have Dan. Pull it, Dan. You know, you'll get used to those things. Just pull it. It looks tangled, but it's not. You know, most of the times when we go to these strange theaters, it's sort of, I'm not going to preach an hour and a half today. Not with the kids here, you know. I'm going to preach shorter. Famous last words. We got to do something about these lights. That's all there is to it. There ain't no way I will come here every week if they keep lighting it this bright. Somewhere I got to get a little of the heat off of me. This will kill you. Now that's better. You don't need those bright spots all the time. I wish I could get my... Can I just act like we're home? Huh? Someday I'm going to get my lighting engineers to figure out that all they need is a couple of little pin spots. You don't need all this crap. Now, we need some lights on you occasionally, but they don't have to be on all the time. I want them on right now because they're taking pictures of the audience. But can I drop a subtle hint to my engineers? Get rid of 50% of these damn lights. I don't need them. This ain't no Hollywood show. Me and my king's houses. If you can see me, that's good enough. I don't wear makeup. I don't really care what I look like. Haven't you figured that out? These lights are killing me. Bring a shotgun and shoot them out next time. If they don't take the hint. You ready now, Dan?
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Test his mic. Testing one.
Test.
That's too loud. Don't need it that loud.
Test. One, two.
Don't need it that loud.
Test.
Who's back there, Peter?
Seven.
Sammy, test your mic.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's all right. Now mine's been tested. He walked every step of Calvary's rugged way. He gave his life completely. Stay down, Dan.
To bring a better day. My life was steeped in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed away every stain.
Come on now.
Oh, well, I said I would tell it to the living soul how he brought salvation and he made me whole.
A pound that could
hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause he makes me laugh and he makes me cry. Sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart.
Thank you.
mountain, see your fears. Learn to smile through all your tears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile on high. You must be faithful all the way. Will be worth it all someday.
You may think you came here today to watch me. I got news for you. You watch me every night. You came here today for me to watch you. You know, I sit there like a dummy, and I'm just as sure as the sun's going to come up tomorrow morning that you're all sitting there right there in the living room and singing with me, laying there on the bed, singing with me, sitting in the toilet with a doc pack on your ears, singing with me. Are you intimidated by Beverly Hills or what? What in the world is this? You ain't going to get me to preach till I get you alive. Don't let Satan see your fears.
Learn to smile through all your tears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. You must be faithful all the way. We'll be worth it all someday. Cause it's all gonna be over.
I really believe there's any other ministry in America preaching this. They mouth it, but it doesn't take you long to find out they don't mean it. My life was steeped in sin, but in love, He took me in. His blood outpoured life, washed away every sin. Don't you wish these people would quit sweeping it back in? You know, ours is the message of freedom. You're used to it. You've heard it. Some of you never knew any other message. You don't know how lucky you are. God knows there's a reformation needed. This is the message forgotten. My life was steeped in sin, but in the love He took me in. His blood washed away every sin.
Let's do it again.
My life was steeped in sin, but in love He took me in. His blood washed away every sin.
Come on now.
Oh, well, I said I would tell it to the living soul. How He brought salvation and He made me whole. I found that I had such love and Jesus did impart. Oh, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry. Sets my sinful soul on fire.
Hallelujah.
finally got here. Okay. You finally made it. I can preach now.
Why don't you all just move Mom and Dad's chairs back there in the shadows, because it's hotter than hell up here. Smith Wigglesworth once said he was going to, if he had a choice, he'd build a church right at the edge of hell. Now turn all these other mics off, so I don't get any feedback, and I got a feedback, so I can't figure out why. Smith Wigglesworth said, what are we going to do with that? You got everything else off, Peter? Only this one on? Can you all hear me up in the balcony? Hold your hands up if you can hear me. Can you hear me back under the balcony? Hold your hands up if you can hear me. Now, they're getting it adjusted. Smith Wigglesworth said, you'd like to build a church at the gate of hell. This platform is right there. Some of you men carry that blackboard right over here. We're going to make it a little more like home. How many of you were listening as we taught on Galatians? Well, let's do it the other way. How many of you weren't? Why weren't you? The epistle of the apostle Paul to the Galatians. Are you ready for me to preach now?
Yes, sir.
You've been sitting there quite a while, haven't you? How many have been sitting there quite a while? Stand up, everybody. Stretch, everybody. Stretch, everybody. Sit down, everybody.
Happy birthday, Dr. Bob. Happy birthday to you.
One more time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big 45.
Yeah, tell
happy
us.
Birthday to you.
Next year, I can't hardly wait. Next year, I'll be 40.
Yeah.
You know, if there's any one thing this ministry stands for, don't do it like everybody.